In Syracuse today, more than two dozen people, members of New Yorkers Against Fracking, rallied outside the Syracuse Department of Health to call on Governor Andrew Cuomo not to rush through a public health study on the effects of fracking. Governor Cuomo announced this month that the Department of Health is reviewing the DEC review of health impacts of fracking, but many health professionals say they have not seen the review of health impacts and no one knows what opportunities there are to weigh in. In California, the Center for Biological Diversity, along with three other environmental groups, has filed a lawsuit in Alameda County Superior Court against the California Department of Conservation over its failure to evaluate the risks of fracking as required by state law. They argue that hundreds of wells are being drilled without government oversight. Oil and gas developers are keen to exploit the reserves in Monterey Shale, considered the largest reserve in the country. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, the California Department of Conservation has admitted it has not monitored the impacts of fracking or evaluated the health effects of the practice. We contacted the California Department of Conservation, who said, quote, "They are a matter of weeks from having a preliminary draft of hydraulic fracturing regulations. These won't kick off a formal public review, but will be a point of discussion by key stakeholders, industry, the environmental community, and other regulators as we prepare for formal rulemaking," end quote. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Cassie Siegel, director of the Center for Biological Diversity's Climate Law Institute, about the lawsuit.
We filed this case against state officials in California for completely failing to comply with California's Environmental Quality Act, which requires environmental review of oil and gas drilling and fracking. The California Environmental Quality Act is our safety net when serious environmental dangers like fracking are not being addressed under other environmental laws. This is the situation in California. It's a very dangerous situation, and we filed this case in order to get Californians information about and protection from fracking.
And has the Department of Conservation said why they haven't been following this law?
State officials have not explained why they are not even tracking, let alone regulating, fracking in California. They have announced that they will issue some new regulations for fracking under state oil and gas law, but their environmental review responsibilities under this law, CEQA, are in addition to their responsibilities to address fracking under state oil and gas laws, and right now they are not complying with either one. We have a complete regulatory void, both at the state level here in California and at the federal level for fracking.
Right. Now, California has always been an oil and gas state. What was the reason that they weren't heavily regulated? Because oil and gas exploitation is part of its economic picture.
The oil and gas industry is extremely powerful in California as it is elsewhere in the country, and that's why we see these loopholes from environmental law for oil and gas and fracking, loopholes like the Halliburton loophole, which exempted fracking from the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act in 2005. And it's a very serious problem because we have loopholes at the federal level and we have non-compliance at the state level. And it creates a situation where we have oil companies out there experimenting with new fracking techniques all the time, and neither the state nor the public knows when, where, or how they're fracking, or even what chemicals they're using.
So what are you seeking in the lawsuit?
We are seeking to jumpstart the environmental review process here in California. That means state officials would need to take a comprehensive look at the impacts of fracking in the state.
And how extensive is fracking at the moment in California?
Unfortunately, we don't know how extensive fracking is in California because there's no mandatory disclosure no tracking of fracked wells in California. From some voluntary partial reporting from a site known as Frack Focus and other sources, we know that hundreds of wells Over 400 wells, a minimum, have been fracked since January 1st, 2011, but that is probably a vast underestimate of the activity going on. And another thing to note is that California has by far the largest shale oil reserves, an estimated 14 billion barrels of shale oil here in the Monterey Shale. That's bigger by far than the deposits in Eagle Ford in Texas and the Bakken Shale up in North Dakota. But the boom has come here later than to these other places. And when the oil shale boom has hit, when the natural gas fracking boom has hit, as I'm sure your listeners know, we've seen areas transformed overnight by this activity. This hasn't gotten underway to such an extent in California yet, but our resources are enormous. And when the companies figure out the best way to exploit these extreme unconventional fossil fuel resources, we could see that same kind of overnight transformation and all the associated problems here that we've seen in other parts of the country.
Where does the Monterey Shale stretch to and where?
Very large formation through much of California's Great Central Valley and also under the Los Angeles Basin. We actually have fracking in urban oil fields here, right in Los Angeles area, right by people's homes.
And it can't be overlooked that one of the increasing concerns for places where this has already been happening is sudden earth tremors that many people didn't experience before. And I'm thinking of the Andreas Fault. Is the shale gas reserves anywhere near the Andreas Fault lines?
Well, yes. So fracking, both the fracking and also the disposal of the wastewater from fracking can induce earthquakes. California, of course, extremely seismically active. Right now we have fracking going on without the studies that are needed to even investigate the earthquake risk from fracking near these active faults.
The other consideration is, as you know, in New York, where the state is considering whether to allow horizontal fracking to go ahead, but we have great quantities of water available, which is a requirement for fracking. What about in California, where you're always experiencing droughts?
Water is a huge issue in California, and fracking, especially when combined with these horizontal well bores, which can extend for several miles and require vast amounts of water to frack, places a huge strain on water supply in the first instance, and of course poses a risk of contaminating water supplies, both from surface spills and well casing failure, which is commonplace, and also from this new danger of underground migration from the fracking fluid. This is a huge issue in California. We know from voluntary partial disclosure that some wells have already been fracked in California using over a million gallons of water. And that's one of the things this lawsuit is about, is getting the information that we need to assess these kinds of impacts.
Cassie Siegel is director of the Center for Biological Diversity. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles. And finally tonight,